crews in Midair crash included second-generation pilot and flight attendant, full of life. Atlanta, Sam Lilly knew he wanted to fly and began training to be a pilot, like his father, right out of college. You don't really expect to meet people that find their purpose so early on in life, and Sam found his in flying, said Caitlin Sells, who met Lilly while they were students at Georgia Southern University. Lilly was the first officer aboard the American Airlines jet carrying 60 passengers and 4 crew members that collided midair Wednesday night with an Army helicopter carrying 3 soldiers, legislators in Georgia said. Authorities say there were no survivors after the 2 aircraft plummeted into the Potomac River in the country's deadliest aviation disaster since 2001. At least 28 bodies have been pulled from the icy waters of the river as recovery operations continue. Lilly and the rest of the American Airlines crew were traveling on a daily direct route from Wichita, Kansas, to Washington, D.C. at the time of the collision. The soldiers aboard the Black Hawk helicopter were conducting an annual night proficiency training flight, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, adding they were a fairly experienced crew. Here's what we know so far about some members of the 2 flight crews. Sam Lilly. Lilly's father, Timothy Lilly, told WAGA TV in Atlanta that he was in Washington waiting for answers. "This is undoubtedly the worst day of my life," said Timothy Lilly, who also is a longtime pilot and served as a U.S. Army helicopter pilot for 20 years, noting he flew similar routes in and out of the Pentagon. "I was so proud when Sam became a pilot," he wrote on Facebook. "Now it hurts so bad I can't even cry myself to sleep. I know I'll see him again, but my heart is breaking." Timothy Lilly said his son was excelling in his career and personal life at the time of his death and was engaged to be married later this year. Sam Lilly graduated in 2018 with a degree in marketing but decided to become a pilot. He had earlier graduated from Richmond Hill High School, just south of Savannah, Georgia, where he had been an active member of Coastal Community Christian Church. A local news story from 2011 highlighted his efforts to raise money to build a water well in a Zambian village. Sells, his friend from college, said there was no one better suited to be a pilot. "There was no one that cared more. There was no one that was more passionate," Sells said, saying Lilly valued taking care of people and them putting their trust in him. Outside the plane, Lilly was devoted to making others happy and the type of person who always was the first onto a dance floor, Sells said. "I don't think I've ever seen that man in a bad mood, spreading negativity," Sells said. He was the type of person where if someone was not having a good time or someone was upset, he would do everything in his power to pull them out of it. Jonathan Campos. The captain of the American Airlines flight was 34-year-old Jonathan Campos, according to multiple media reports. His aunt, Beverly Lane, told the New York Times that Campos had wanted to be a pilot since the age of 3. "I think he wanted to be free and be able to fly and soar like a bird," Lane said. She told the newspaper she talked with Campos on Wednesday, just before the fateful flight. He told her he was looking forward to an upcoming Caribbean cruise with family. Campos was a 2015 graduate of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida, where he studied aeronautical science, according to the university. Dinesia Elder. Dinesia Elder was a flight attendant on the commercial flight WCDV in Charlotte, North Carolina, reported. Elder's brother-in-law, Brandon Payne, described her as full of life, highlighting her love for God, her kids, and travel. She was married with 2 children, Caden and Dallas. "She was a great wife, a great parent, a great friend," Payne told the news station. "She was very bright, very smart. She was an entrepreneur. This flight attendant thing was kind of like one of her dreams she wanted to do." Payne said he is proud of his sister-in-law for pursuing her dream. "She would want y'all to do the same thing she did. Chase your dreams, no matter what. Don't let nothing scare you, push you away. Just believe in yourself, believe in God, and follow the path," Payne said. Ryan O'Hara. Ryan O'Hara was one of 3 soldiers aboard the Black Hawk helicopter. "Ryan was just the most committed, disciplined person I remember working with," said Josh Muhlendorf, a senior instructor pilot in the U.S. Army. "He had such great integrity. The two flew together numerous times on the same route in DC several years prior to the fatal crash, and O'Hara took rules and procedures seriously, according to Mellendorf. "Ryan was one of those crew chiefs who always had our back," he said. "It's really hard to stomach a guy as professional and excellent as he was." Andrew Eaves. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said on the social platform X that the state was mourning the death of Andrew Eaves, who was also aboard the Army helicopter. Eaves was from the small town of Brooksville in eastern Mississippi, Reeves said. His wife Carrie Eaves confirmed he was on the helicopter in a Facebook post Thursday. "We ask that you pray for our family and friends and for all the other families that are suffering today. We ask for peace while we grieve," the post read. She also asked that people refrain from posting negative comments on social media. "These families' children do not need to suffer more pain," she wrote. By Jeff Amy and Rio Yamet.